HarperCollins presents I Heart Forever by Lindsay Kelk, read by Cassandra Harwood. Prologue.
Angela?
I looked up from a swamp of unfinished magazine pages to see my assistant loitering in the doorway. Sissy?
You told me to let you know when it was 7,
she replied, tossing her icy long blonde hair over her shoulder.
Because you can't use a clock like normal people.
It's 7 already, I said with a groan, sweeping all the pages up into a messy pile in front of my computer screen. I ran a hot hand over my forehead into my own hair. My dirty blonde, very messy, and past the help of dry shampoo hair.
See how the big hand is on the 12 and the little hand is on the 7?
Sissy replied slowly, pointing to the massive clock on my office wall.
That means 7 o'clock. 90 minutes after you stop paying me. For anyone who might be taking notice of that kind of thing. Not HR, obviously, since they went home hours ago.
Shit, I muttered. I'm going to be late. Turning off my computer, I grabbed my Marc Jacobs satchel from the new coat stand I'd bought for my office. All that was missing now was a fold-out bed and a potted plant. Then I'd never need to go home. I paused for a second, wondering whether or not I could fit one in the corner. Maybe if I moved the coat stand. Sissy shrugged, her face perfectly even. I couldn't decide whether she looked so expressionless because she'd had really great Botox or because she genuinely didn't give a shit. In my heart, I hoped for the former, but after years of working together, my head assured me it was the latter. You should go home, I told her as I stuffed myself into my jacket, the sleeves of the cropped cashmere jumper I'd nicked from the fashion cupboard bunching up around my armpits. Thanks for staying late. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, whatever.
Sissy didn't do grateful unless it came with a hashtag. I'm leaving now. I have a date.
Me too,
I muttered, casting a quick look in the mirror on top of my filing cabinet. I grimaced at my wayward eyeliner and sad, sallow skin. Had I been outside at all today?
And we're totally going to miss our reservation.
But you're married, she replied, looking confused. You can still go on dates when you're married, I explained, licking my ring finger and swiping at my under eyes while Sissy gagged in the corner. It's not forbidden. She looked at me, completely scandalized.
Does Alex know?
The date is with Alex, I sighed as I gave up on my face. I'd fix it on the subway. He's leaving tomorrow.
Oh.
She frowned, clearly disappointed at the loss of potential drama.
Whatever.
Okay, great. See you in the morning, I said, flying out the door as fast as my high heels would carry me, which wasn't really all that fast, if I was being entirely honest.
I'm sorry,
I shouted, the front door hitting the hallway wall with a bang. We had to pull a feature and I had to write a replacement and I lost track of time. Just let me get changed and we can leave and...
Or we could stay in.
All the lights were out and my living room glowed with a light of 100 tiny candles. He must have used an entire bag of the little IKEA tea lights. I made a mental note to tell Jenny that yes, one human could need all those candles in one lifetime. The curtains were drawn. Music played softly. And in the middle of the room was my husband, Alex, in all his worn jeans, faded cramps t-shirt and barefoot glory. This was not a man who was dressed for the chef's table at Brooklyn Fair.
But it's your last night,
I said, dropping my coat and bag to the floor and stepping cautiously across the room towards him. Do not set yourself on fire. Do not set yourself on fire. Do not set yourself on fire.
We've waited months for this reservation.
That's true. Alex took me in his arms and brushed my messy hair away from my face. So I guess I could go put on a suit, get on the subway, pay $400 for some fancy dinner, and come home still hungry. Or I could just stay here with you. He rested his forehead against mine and smiled. I smiled back. Even now he still gave me butterflies. Not a tough choice, babe.
What are we going to eat?
I whispered, the rumbles in my stomach threatening to eat the butterflies.
We haven't got anything in.
It's all taken care of, he said, nodding across the room. I'm a man of many talents.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?